This week is Parshas Tetzaveh and Shabbos Zohar, the last Shabbos before Purim. I want to begin by apologizing for missing several weeks of this Devar Torah for a variety of reasons, mostly travel. I also want, since we're beginning the Purim and shortly after the Pesach season, to devote these brief Divrei Torah not always to the Parshios, the Sedra of the week, but rather to the upcoming Yomim Tovim, this week Purim. Since before coming to the Orthodox Union more than 7 years ago, I have been greatly disturbed and troubled by the phenomenon of drunkenness on Purim. I have personally witnessed and experienced not one but several tragedies, fatalities, directly attributable to drinking on Purim and, even more strangely, on Simchas Torah. And I have been on somewhat of a campaign to bring to the public's attention the dangers of drinking always, especially over-drinking on Purim, the fact that if you speak to any emergency room personnel in a hospital which serves an Orthodox Jewish community, or speak to those who work for the Hatzalah ambulance service in the various Jewish communities that have Hatzalah, and they will confirm that there are tragic consequences of the phenomenon of drinking on Purim. Not only are there tragic consequences, but there are also horrible examples of very unseemly public behavior, drunkenness, vomiting, violence, profanity, obscenity, etc., all as a result of over-drinking on Purim. Now, whereas on Simchas Torah there is absolutely no possible excuse for this drunkenness, on Purim, many argue that after all, it's a mitzvah to become drunk on Purim. Doesn't the Talmud say, and doesn't the Shulchan Aruch rule, that Chayev Odom Levasume Bepurio Adelo Yoda Bein Orur Homon Levoruch Mordechai, that a person must become inebriated on Purim to the extent that he does not know the difference between cursed be Haman and blessed be Mordechai? Well, I have therefore embarked upon some research, fairly extensive research over the years, and amassed a list of 40 or 50 Sephorim sources from Gedolei Ho'acharonim, from the greatest rabbis of the past several centuries, all of whom condemn drunkenness and stress that there is no requirement to get drunk to the point of losing one's mind, losing control of one's senses in any way. A little bit of wine, a little bit more than one is accustomed to, is more than sufficient. And in some cases, I would argue, even that is not necessary, especially with young people, and especially when drunkenness leads to drunken driving or giving alcohol to minors, which is against the law in these United States. So I just want to share with you one of the sources that I use in buttressing my argument, and it is from really one of my favorites for him, a powerful Musar Sefer called Yesod V'Shoresh Ho'avoda, The Foundation and the Root of Worship, by the famous Tzaddik Alexander Ziskind, who was from the city of Horodno or Grodno in Lithuania in the late 18th, early 19th century. And this extremely pious man wrote a beautiful, beautiful work on all aspects of tfilos and chagim, celebrations, observances, etc., always with a deeply spiritual outlook. And here is something that he says in the passage in which he speaks about the proper celebration on Purim. He writes of a phenomena that in his time, which is 200 years ago, he already observed an abuse of yayin, an abuse of the drinking of wine on Purim, to the extent that it was difficult, he writes, to distinguish between whether it's Purim or Tisha B'Av, because people are acting in such a drunken, uncontrolled, and physically violent way. And he warns against it. And he writes, Yizoher ha'odah ma'od ma'od b'shiyas mashkin ha'mishakrim yoseh midai afilu b'simchas Purim. A person must be very, very, very careful not to overdrink and to abuse liquor on Purim. And don't be persuaded, he said, don't be misled by the advice of the Yetzer Hara, of the evil urge, who tells you, after all, it's a mitzvah to get drunk on Purim. These are his words in Hebrew, Leval horimo fo omecho l'mashuos, b'hashoas ha-yetzer, shehu mitzaveh al pidina de Gemara. Don't believe what the evil urge tells you. After all, the Gemara says to get drunk. Don't believe it. No way, he writes, is it a mitzvah to lose control and to get drunk. And the test, he says, is that if you find that your drinking in any way endangers your ability or compromises your ability to concentrate upon Birchas HaMazon, upon benching, or upon davening Mincha and Purim, then don't drink at all. Don't drink at all. Take a nap. Ro'ilo ma'at shenos ma'at tenumos. Take a little nap and you'll be yotze with that. This is the words of just one of the many, many great sages and pious Gedolei Yisroel who warn against misunderstanding the mitzvah of Purim as a mitzvah to chas v'shalom become shikur, become drunk, behavior which is so unseemly and which is condemned by the Torah and by Chazal in so many ways. You will forgive me, I hope, if I am overly zealous in the words that I'm saying, and if I come across too harshly or too strongly, but I do so out of a concern for our youth and for older people who might possibly abuse alcohol this Purim and harm themselves or chas v'sholom harm others. Celebrate Purim. Be happy. Drink a little wine. Study some Torah, daven with kavana, sing beautiful songs and dance, dress up in masquerades, take your children to special carnivals. It's all wonderful, but don't become drunk. Freilichen, Freilichen, Purim.